Well, I certainly had my walking adventure this week. I was out on Friday walking a trail I've walked hundreds of times. I turned a corner I've turned time and time again when I saw something move. I knew right away that there, in the broad daylight, I was seeing a great horned owl flying away from me. It lit in a distant deciduous tree across a swampland. My view was obscured by a visual cacophony of branches, but I moved into a position to take a picture or two that would prove my identification right. But the bird moved twice more and landed in a tall white pine tree. Luckily, it picked a tree that gave me a perfect, relatively close view. I found an obscure spot, mostly behind another tree, and started snapping pictures, and eventually took 2 minutes of video before my arms got tired and I figured I had enough documentation anyway. I backed away quietly. On Monday, I was walking in the same area when I took a glimpse to my left down a rarely used connector trail and saw a small triangular pile of white fluff on the ground. I recognized it immediately as a baby great horned owl. The high winds of the previous night had apparently blown it out of its nest. I called a friend who called a rescue team, and within a few hours, the youngster, definitely not ready to fly yet, was placed into a makeshift nest on the back of a nearby tree. We were left with instructions. Check on it. See if the mom joins it. By the end of the day, the great horned owl adult I had seen the last Friday, and again that morning, was sitting in the fake nest with the youngster. It was still there the next morning when I checked again. Have we saved the youngster? It's too early to tell. But with a little bit of luck and a bit of protection from its parents, this young great horned will grow into full adulthood, and what a story it will have to tell its friends. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.